We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball. Nottoway Valley is off to a tough start this year, certainly for them, but for anyone, losing their first of five games. But they got back on the winning track over Southeast Warren, and one more game left until the winter break. Brian Eisbach, head coach for Nottoway Valley, joins us now. And, Coach, it has been a tough start, but you played some tough competition. How are you feeling overall about the start of your season?
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. We're feeling good. I mean, we're optimistic. We feel like we've been battered and bruised along the way through our first six games, but feel like, as a coaching staff, we feel confident that we're trending in the right direction, and obviously have some things that we're working on in preparation for our next game with Wayne, but we do feel we feel good about where things are at.
What areas do you feel like you need to address? Like in the coming winter break, for instance, might be a good time to get some practice in. You know what you what you're dealing with now than maybe a month ago. So what's going to be your main emphasis there?
You know, really, up until this point, we have we're starting four seniors that all had different roles their first 3 years than they have now. And we feel like they are, they're gaining confidence in what their roles are. They're embracing those roles. And ideally we need all four of them to be more aggressive when they're on the floor offensively. After we had Southeast Warren come to town Tuesday, we had several that registered, points in the scoring column, which was awesome. Miley Comstock had a career high 17, and you know, everybody's going to focus on Izzy, and if we can have other kids step up and hit shots and take shots, we feel like that puts us in a better position. But team defense, I think, is our biggest thing right now. We have, we have a way of doing things, and when you lose kids that started for you 3 and 4 years, that we're very familiar with our terminology and how we do things, we're getting better. You know, we're still at times lapsing with, losing sight of the ball or our man, and that, that can't happen against really good teams. So offensively, we feel like we're going to spend some time putting in some new things this break. We're looking forward to it, and really just trying to get everybody healthy and back on track.
How have defenses focused in on Izzy, and how has she dealt with it?
We've seen a little bit of everything. She has, with playing with All Iowa Tech this last summer, her court vision has always been good. That's gotten better. She's handled it very well. And a very competitive kid. There's been some pretty trying moments so far through five straight losses that I was very proud to see her, to endure those frustrating moments with staying positive and still cheering her teammates on when they do something good, and they do the same to her. So, she's handled it very well, and we'll just continue. Again, like I said, if we have other kids step up and are a threat offensively, that makes it a lot more challenging for a defense to defend us.
Her shooting percentage is down at 3-point shots. Has it been contested? How has she been able to try to – I mean, she's just keep firing them up. That's all sometimes you can do. But how do you feel about that in just terms of the 3-point shooting and trying to turn some of those misses into makes?
Yeah, I think, the first couple games, her points were up mainly because of free throws, getting to the line, being aggressive. And, she and I talked a lot about, some of her shot selection maybe was a little forced. But again, we're still trying to figure out the new us and how we're going to do things. Tuesday night she was 3-7 from three. All seven of those looks were, in rhythm and good timing, and we had the team in good rebounding position. So she shot it much better the other night. And we think we'll continue to trend in that direction, especially like I mentioned, if, kids like Miley and Maddie Weston and Liv Lockery and Taylor Day and others continue to, to shoot the ball, particularly well, that'll help us. We were 25% as a team on Tuesday night. Izzy had, like I mentioned, three at, almost 43%. So, much better than in the few weeks leading up to that.
And I imagine the emphasis on offense is you got to find some way of taking some pressure off of Izzy. I mean, Miley Comstock has been solid as another shooter, although she, again, her percentage needs to go up. Everybody's percentage needs to go up for that matter.
Sure.
But what do you see from other players to step their game up a little bit to take pressure off of Izzy?
Yeah, I mean, ball movement's key for us. You know, Izzy's very good at picking up when, you know, a double team's coming and then pitching it to the open kid wherever the help came from. And that's something we're constantly working on, is abusing the help. We were a little stagnant at times throughout the first couple games offensively, where we weren't moving, you know, flush with good cuts to the lane and finding the open man. So that's gotten better. We'll continue to work on that. And again, you know, when you play a team like Trainer to lead the game, you know, to lead the season off, you know, very athletic, very quick. That was a very good challenge for us. And as time has gone on, that's proven to be a good loss, because they've obviously continued to take care of business as well. But basically continue to move, find the open man. We're trying to dribble less, pass more, you know, and there's a lot of teams on our schedule. We feel like our athleticism and the way we run our break will match up nicely to where we don't have to depend as much on outside shooting.
Just how do you feel about the conference overall? I mean, your first game out of the break is going to be Central Decatur, and they're high up there right now. So that's going to be an interesting test right when you start the first of the year on a non-conference game against Kemper. Again, you're not afraid to play anybody. Southwest Valley's not bad. I mean, you've got a rematch with Mount Air coming up in mid-January. You just look ahead. If this team improves, do you feel like they got a run in them here at this conference?
You know, I don't know. It is good to see there's a lot of parity this year in our conference. You know, the last couple of years, it was either us or Martinsdale. Mount Air was kind of in third place looking up. Now they are very dominant. Martinsdale gave them a very good game. Lenox beat us. So, I mean, I think, you know, those three teams are probably our three top teams. But, you know, it's almost like a fight for fourth. We look forward to the rematch with Mount Air. Obviously, there's some things we'll do X's and O's differently, but by and large, by that time, we're hoping that we are hitting our stride and kids are getting more confident in their roles. And, you know, it's interesting this year, the Pride of Iowa, we get the opportunity to play everybody twice. It's never been that way before with Bedford exiting last year. So looking forward to it. Definitely, like you said, we've got Kemper. We play Earlham every year. Central Decatur in our conference is, you know, they have some quality wins as well. So it's one of those things where on any given night, you know, that's why they play the game. Games aren't played on paper, as everybody knows. So I think it'll be an exciting finish for the conference for sure.
Yeah. And just overall, your expectations for this team and just trying to improve here as you go along. I mean, it's a little tough when this team is used to winning ball games, 20 wins a year, you know, just about, you know, except for a couple of years ago, it was 18, you know, oh my goodness. And now all of a sudden it's, you know, it's a, wins a little bit harder to come by. Not the depth isn't as there as it used to be. But yet you're still looking to, you know, make some noise here. And, you know, anytime somebody takes the floor against Nottoway Valley, they know they're in for a ball game. And so how are you feeling just overall as you proceed?
Well, we hope so. We hope that's the feeling when people, you know, match up against us. You know, the message to our kids, other than, you know, just getting better every day, every game, one possession at a time, all those cliche things that coaches use, is we feel like if we can clean things up on both sides of the ball. I mean, we had three turnovers against Southeast Warren the other night, which is a low for my tenure here. If we can do things like, you know, cut down our turnovers, take better shots, you know, move without the ball better and play better team defense with our athleticism, take skill out of it with just our athleticism and the kids that we have. You know, our goal is to, at the end of each game, have a fighter's chance of making something happen. And ultimately at the end of the day, we have 22 regular season games this year. Normally it's 21. We got Clarinda added late for a 22nd game. But, you know, as a coach, we just hope that by the time we take the floor for that 23rd game that, you know, we're hitting our stride and playing the best basketball that we can as a team. And, you know, so far with the way things are going, we feel like we're headed in that direction.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in this next stretch of games. Well, certainly Wayne, and then into the new year, and have a great holiday season in between. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for all your coverage. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Brian Eisbach, head coach for Nottoway Valley Girls Basketball here on KSOM.